it would have been about 12:30, I think, that I'd just been up to Dorrigo, and I came back home, and next minute the request for assistance started to come in. So it must have hit around about 12:30, something like that. Certainly, Dorrigo, when they got all those requests, certainly needed some extra help. And so Bellingen, Dorrigo is a very, very good unit, and they certainly get out and got to the hospital very quickly, which was the same thing that happened to most of the businesses, was it was the build-up of ice that was in their drain pipes and gutterings, and that sort of stops the water getting through, therefore leaking occurs into their ceilings. So Dorrigo was out and busy, and they asked for help, so Bellingen was able to put a crew together and get themselves up there. I went up as well. And basically it was a whole lot of the businesses were hit with leakage into their businesses. I think there was about 6 or 7 along the main street, Angel Food up around the corner. Certainly Bailey's had a lot of ice on their roofs as well. So certainly it was huge, and it was 40 centimetres deep on the roofs in some places, because it had built up in the little the sections between each roof. So certainly,
were you drilling holes in plasterboard? That's what we heard earlier.
I think we would. Most of the things that they were doing was tarping. If they have to release the water, yes, they do drill holes in plasterboard to release the water. But yes, they did do. I was just getting a message saying that they let the water out that way, so it didn't collapse the ceilings. So yes, they did drill into, but then they tarped the roofs so that there wasn't any further problems with leaking.
And
so,
what was going on at the hospital?
The hospital, same thing. It just had block gutters, and therefore the leaking was going back into the ceilings, the same thing. I think pretty well the same thing all around. There would have been about 5 or 6 calls from our residents as well, but the recreation ground up there, which is commonly called the rec, was absolutely covered. It just looked like a snowfield. And it was very pretty, actually, but apart from the fact that people's cars were slipping and sliding all over the road before we got up there, we were told, and because they were driving on hail that was so thick on the road. But with the recent rain, Bellingen and Dorrigo are looking at absolute picture at the moment, because everything's greened up.
They are so green,
it's
true.
It's great. Yes.
Well, Judith, once again, thanks for a stellar effort. Where would we be without the Orange Army? Good on you, Judith.
Yes.